I didn't ask Mike what the likelihood or whatever it was for tomorrow. He just said it was better than resting today. I didn't talk to him, guys.
Is it just like the wear and tear, or did they actually have a specific?
Weezy went knee to knee with the guy, I guess. His play, I remember. I don't remember a specific play for Nick, but it might have been the same. I'm not sure. I would have said it was wear and tear with Nick, but I didn't ask him. Weezy, I remember the play. There was a play where he came up kind of limping. Yeah, it was late in the game for sure.
Are you perceiving that critics and people are being too hard on Kevin? Is that something you notice?
Be honest with you, I haven't. I really haven't seen that much. I've seen Charles a little bit at Turner games, but other than that, I haven't. I'm probably not aware of other stuff.
It's just, you know, like people are pushing Hortford and for Rookie of the Year, and it just seems like a perception that it seems the critics have just been rather hard on Kevin this season.
I don't know who they are, but I mean,
are you still somewhat extraordinary that, you know, what he's done and what he's doing?
I think he's the best rookie in the league. It's not even close. You know, obviously anybody who's saying that just isn't seeing the games the other guys are playing. Just they're not. So, I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't be concerned with it. I don't, you know. The only one that I've heard or seen is Charles. And, you know, I love Charles. He doesn't see enough games, and he doesn't have the perspective to say. I mean, you know, if you've seen him all year, I don't think there's any question who the best rookie in the league is. And I don't think that'll, you know, I think that's what will. I shouldn't even say I don't want to talk about the award. We'll wait and see when that happens. But.
I think part of it is the expectations were so high going into the season. And like you said, when these national guys see them, they only see them for a game or two, and they haven't seen them for the length of the season.
You know, I'd say honestly, I wouldn't. I'm not aware of it. So, you know, the comment and I'm just fuels the thing even more.
Yeah.
I don't.
You talk a little bit about Detroit. You guys haven't played since this November.
They're playing extremely well. They've got a nucleus that's been together for that. I read some stat. Chance missed a game the other night. It was like the first time the four of them hadn't started in like, I think, 3 years or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had 200 and some straight starts with Chauncey, Rip, Rasheed, and Tayshaun. And then, you know, some of them with Ben, I guess some of them with Antonio. They're very, very good. They're very good because they're good on both ends of the floor. I mean, they have tremendous knowledge amongst themselves of how they're going to play. They know each other. All of them play both ends of the floor, which is, you know, one of the reasons. So they defend and they, you know, they're not an offensive team, they're not a defensive team. They play both. They rebound. They shoot threes. They're the best in the league, and they usually are. I mean, I think they've done it more than once. I'm assuming they're leading again this year in turnovers. I mean, they don't beat themselves. They take very good care of the ball. They defend very well. They're capable of playing at a quicker pace. They can put a lot of points on the board if they choose to play, you know, at that pace. And they got everybody can score, so it's really hard to gang up on. I haven't looked at the stats today, but I got to imagine they're all, you know, in the teens or something like in there. They're just, you know, you see them one night and one guy will go for 27, and the next night he goes for 12, and somebody else goes for 20. I mean, they're one of the most talented teams in the league. They're certainly one of the teams that I think, along with San Antonio, that has the most continuity. So they've been there, whatever their records. They've been in the finals, Eastern Finals, like four or five times in a row, I think. I mean, that's people can say whatever they want. That's hard to do. They can say, well, the East is not as good as the West right now. I think that's very, very hard to do, but I don't think they're not doing it with mirrors. Like, there's nobody looking at them saying, how are these guys that good? You know, I mean, you look at them and say, you know, they have a lot of good players. They're very well coached. and they know how to play basketball. I mean, you know, if you like basketball, I think you like to watch them play because mm-hmm. you know they're a good basketball team. They share the ball, you know, and they can play. It's not their probably biggest forte, but they'll post Chauncey up, they'll post Rashid up. You know, they're excellent in pick and rolls, and they also have guys that, you know, with the elite teams in the league, particularly as it gets to the end of the year in the playoffs, there's a lot of close games, and it comes down to end game situations and people willing to step up and make plays and people having been in the situation before and handling that situation. They're as good as anybody in that. So, like, you know they're good enough and now they're going to get in games, and they got a great trust factor going with guys we've been here before. They know each other. That makes a big difference when you're playing the kind of games that invariably end up being, you know, the real competitive close games. So, I mean, they're hard to go against. I wouldn't say it because I don't like picking teams and pissing people off. But to me, they're the team to beat, not Boston. I mean, I respect everything Boston's done, but I think it's so hard. Now, it's an enormous advantage that you got Kevin and Ray and Jeff and those guys, you know, have big nuts and they've been there and everything like that. But they're playing with a couple other guys, and they're playing as a group for the first time. And I just think somewhere along the line that's going to bite them. Not against a lot of teams, but it could against a team like Detroit, and it could, even if they get by Detroit, it could against, you know, a couple teams in the West. I just think that experience factor and having played together is tough. Doesn't overcome talent, but some of the other teams are, you know, maybe they don't have three All-Stars like Boston does, but they're almost as good, so it's not like they're just going to out-talent. They're going to have to beat them for 48 minutes, and they're going to have to beat them in the last 6 minutes, and if it's a playoff series, you're going to have to come back from down 2-1 on the road, you know, and do some shit that they haven't done as a group,
right.
Whereas these other guys
already been there.
Have been there and done that, and that it doesn't guarantee anything, but, you know, when you got teams that are pretty comparable to begin with, I think that puts Detroit, that elevates Detroit. They're good.